American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:39. In just a matter of moments, arguments will begin in a Supreme Court case involving former President Trump, stemming from the criminal charges he faces for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election. WOKV's Kirsten Garris joining us from Washington. Justices are ultimately going to decide whether Trump is immune from prosecution. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, well, basically, the heart of this case is looking at what happened with the former president, his alleged actions on January 6, 2021, as you mentioned. And, you know, Trump's team argues that former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity. That means that they shouldn't be prosecuted for things they did while they were in office. Now, special counsel Jack Smith's team will counter that the founding fathers never intended for presidents to be above the law and that his actions were not part of presidential official duties. So the questions that justices are being asked to answer today are whether a former president is immune from federal prosecution for official acts, but also what defines an official act in this case. Now, since Trump is the first former president to face criminal charges, this is the first time in history that the Supreme Court has had the weigh-ins on something like this, so we are watching history unfold, or I should say, listening to history unfolding, since we'll be listening to the audio as those oral arguments begin in 20 minutes or so.
It's always instructive to hear what sort of exchanges the justices have with the attorneys who are presenting. Obviously, no outcome coming today, but what are some possible outcomes, and what's the timing of all this then?
Yes, yeah, so we'll still be waiting to see what they say. And I want to mention this morning, I was listening to some podcasts from NPR and other groups. Some of the justices to watch today will actually be Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh, two Trump appointees. So something we'll be listening to today. Now, one potential outcome, the justices could rule in favor of the Justice Department. And that would allow the case to move forward in the D.C. federal court. Now, a quick decision would mean the trial would get back on track by this fall. The reason why we're talking about timing here, the judge in that case is giving both sides 3 months to prepare for that trial. So assuming a decision comes down in early June, that means a case could start, a trial could start in September. You know, we got to go through all those things like finding a jury, this and that. So it could start before the election or it may not. Other rulings could be that the justices could decide that former presidents do have some immunity, but that doesn't mean it applies to Trump's actions. So that means the case will go back to the lower court, and that would make the judge in that realm, they would be able to decide if Trump's actions were considered constitutional acts. So really, there's a lot of way to go with this. Trump will not be in the Supreme Court courthouse today. He'll actually be in New York, where his other trial gets started, the New York hush money case. Also at the same time, President Joe Biden is actually in New York as well. He will be first in Syracuse and then in Westchester and then Wall Street. He is there promoting his CHIPS Act. So it's ironic that both presidents are going to be in the same city while so much is happening here in the district.
Wow. WOKV's Kirsten Garris, part of our team coverage of You Decide 2024 in D.C.